Hello Gemini, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight we're going to do something a little different with this full moon message. This is going to be, I'm going to start with a channeled message. So as I'm talking to you, I am doing a little channel drawing, and just see what comes out for you Gemini. Let's talk about this Capricorn moon. This moon is about practicality, managing tasks, it can also speak of a little bit of restrictive energy, okay, because it is a taskmaster, right? And we are in the season of Cancer, so that is a little more watery, emotional. So there's a little bit of a push and pull kind of energy for everyone at this time, okay? So, Gemini, I have a little drawing here to show you, and you can take a look at it, see if anything in here resonates for you. If you see anything at all, let's see. I will turn it in a couple ways here. For my podcasters, I know you can't see this, but I have uploaded videos on YouTube, so you're welcome to join me over there. All right, so let's see what we see here for Gemini. I do see some leaves, like, you know, on a tree. I see what could be an orange. I see a pussy willow. I see what could be a doorway, like to a cave. Turn this a couple of ways here to see what we can see, but so far that's all I have now. Oh, maybe a starfish. That's interesting. I didn't see that before. Oh, there's a butterfly. It could be a bird. It could be a dragonfly. Something with wings. I see a staff. Okay, that's very clear. Something that looks like it could be a tentacle. I'll put this up here for you one more time here so you can get a better look. See, again, take what resonates, leave what does not, and let's continue on. Now, this moon is going to be, we're going to take a look at what this moon would like for you to maybe release, Gemini. There could be some shadow or toxic energy within you that's creating blockages to your progress, okay? Now, this is not about judging you, all right? This is about really wanting to know and wanting to learn about yourself. Alright, so in the spirit of learning about ourselves here, let's see what the message is for Gemini for this full moon in Capricorn. Again, it could be, you know, letting go of those toxic... Spirit's like, shut up and put down the cards. We got a Four of Swords and a Seven of Cups reversed. Alright, so Gemini, there could be some self-delusion here. I'm not sure quite regarding what. This would be going into a state of rest, a period of recouping, regrouping, whatever you want to call it. After some kind of Seven of Cups reversed, do you feel now maybe your options either don't look as good as they did, or you're rethinking them? You've run out of them. These could be, lies, deceptions as well. Right? Gemini, I think maybe you could be questioning your own truth, your own integrity, your own validity. Because your challenge is the Star reversed, okay? Something could have triggered this, or will, during this full moon period. Where you don't see yourself as the Star anymore. Maybe you're dealing with a fickle kind of energy. Maybe your own energy was fickle. Alright? For whatever reason. Let's find out some more about that for Gemini. What's going on here for Gemini, please? You might have feel knocked off your pedestal in some way. Or maybe you're realizing, the pedestal you were on was built on. On sand rather than stone. Let's put it that way. Let's see. Spirit. This could be a fall from grace, or a perceived one, Okay. We have the Hanged Man. Alright. The Two of Swords. Oh. And the Four of Pentacles reversed. may have to give up this. Could be a real reality check for you. You may have to decide to take the blindfold off here with the Two of Swords. And recognize where maybe you put stability in something that didn't really have substance, you know? Like, popularity over competency. Yes, that's how I don't know. All right, Spirit, what's the challenge for Gemini? Okay, so that would be a shadow side, all right? Again, these videos are not meant to judge anyone. They're to help you maybe see an aspect that you weren't able to see before. You know, hopefully when we know better, we do better, right? So what's challenging you is Three of Cups and an Eight of Wands. Well, that could be the trigger that comes in by way of a communication. Usually the Three of Cups indicates a reunion or a celebration of some kind. Maybe there's some event or something you're supposed to show up for. What action? What's the action, please, Spirit? For Gemini? Queen of Swords? And the Five of Swords reversed. So you might have to come clean with yourself or others. Okay. Maybe be willing to share a spotlight. Or be willing to be vulnerable, you know, that you're not, you know, you're not always on. But you're just human like the rest of us, and I don't know, I see this energy of, you know, kind of having to surrender to come to terms. A also that maybe, you know, there was people around you that you thought were celebrating you, but you could find out differently. That would make you go to the Hangman. And you would have to, you would have a decision to make then, right? All right, so let's go to the Prism Oracle and see what emotions we have going on in regards to this reading, Spirit, for the Starseed of Gemini. So you have cleanse and balance reversed. Okay, well, obviously. Alright, so if you have been, you know, kind of maybe even a little bit in your ego about who you were, you know, someone could come out and just kind of pull the rug out from under you here. Or some situation will make you feel that way, okay? What's crossing? What is the challenge? The emotional challenge, please, Spirit? For Gemini? The emotional challenge? Intuition, okay? So your emotional challenge will be probably to trust your intuition, because a Gemini is usually operating on an intellectual level, right? So the challenge for you is going to be to trust your intuition, like to turn your mind off and just go with your gut. All right, what action? What is the emotional action? The Gemini, please. For this full moon in Capricorn. We have disruption, we have determination, and peace reversed. Okay. So, you might be fighting with yourself, Gemini. You know, you are the twins. Your twin might be very disruptive of your peace, is determined to hold on to this egotistical view of who you are, you know, and what your capabilities are. All right, Gemini, so there might be a need to release that, this full moon coming up on the 13th, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this reading. I hope it helped you in some way. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.